Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of the Bellied Up Podcast, brought to you by Fleet Farm. Miles, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you? We are here in the Minneapolis area, Minneapolis-St. Paul area, and we are at Tony Jaro's, correct? The River Garden. What does the River Garden mean?
Mississippi River's right there, dude. And there's probably a garden right
there. That's what I mean. Yeah, where's the garden? I got the river part.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you were. Okay. Okay. Did you really?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, on the way over here. Checked it out. River's high right now at the time of this recording.
The river is very high at the time of this recording. But I heard on the radio it's not high enough to warrant anybody wearing too much. Infrastructure should be able to handle it.
Yep, that's what I also heard. But I probably heard it before you did. So
did you?
Yeah, I think I did.
Why does that always happen? Where are you getting your information from?
I got a guy. I got a river cresting guy.
Oh.
Yeah. He usually's got a bead on when a river's going to crest before usually everyone else. So
is his name Tom?
Bill. Yeah.
Shoot.
So
I got to ask Tom about
Bill. I actually think
that
Tom is a on the same family tree as Bill in terms of cresting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like Bill Belichick's, you know, coaching tree, all the coaches that used to coach with him. Tom's in Bill's coaching tree.
I see. So Tom is lesser than Bill is what you're
saying. Well, I'm not saying that. It's just they're just different. Okay. So, yeah, I suggest everyone listening, you get a good river cresting guy so you know and you're prepared for any potential floods.
You know what? I want someone like you have Jared. Like Jared's right there and he laughs at all your jokes and I've got no one.
I've got no one
to laugh at my jokes. I'm looking right over there, just an empty bar stool. You know, I have to imagine ghosts laughing at my jokes, and you get a nice audience right there.
Yeah, I mean, I do pay him extra to ensure
that's true. See, like, he's on your payroll. Like, yeah.
Every time he laughs, it's like there's an extra $20 in my pocket.
And then every time I say something, he's stone-faced, it's 40.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yep. He's laughing. Out of your paycheck,
that's what
pal.
We call in the biz, the plant. Barons, you would know that. I'm pretty sure everyone at your shows are plants.
Oh, please. That's why they call me Charlie the Gardener.
Well, we are in the River Garden. Yeah, there we go. We found it full circle.
All right, Miles, let's quit snip snapping about it. We got a big issue to talk about on Monday.
Mother's Day?
Yeah, it's Mother's Day.
A big issue.
That's a big issue.
Yeah.
Now, I met your mother.
Yeah.
Many times.
Not what you guys think. Relax, okay?
Hey.
That's my mother.
That is his mother you're all thinking about right now.
Okay.
Okay, so what are you getting your mom for Mother's Day?
I'm going to get her whatever she wants. And if you're wondering what does she want, I will let you know on Saturday after I ask her.
is that how you do it? Do you ask her?
Well, actually, if I'm being honest, I've actually just, she will tell me stuff, but I just fall back and I don't remember. So I just fall back on the, I wanted to get you something not on your list. Then you're not expecting it. It's way more fun. But in reality, I just don't remember the stuff she tells me. So.
Does she explicitly tell you or does she like, she? How deep are these hints she's dropping?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be like, maybe you could give me that for my birthday or Christmas, you know, stuff like
that. Okay, that's not a hint. That's literally you.
Yeah, but it's not like a buy this for my birthday. It's just like a, hey, like if you have a mental list going in your head.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Which I do not.
Okay.
So, therefore.
That's why she's got to be so explicit with it.
Yeah.
Because over the years, she's tried doing the subtle hints, and you just never picked up on
it. And now even the just hitting me between the eyes with it doesn't even work. I got to.
Yeah.
So, what about you? What's your plan?
Man, I don't know. My mom just got me something real nice. She just got me a bird feeder with a camera on it.
Okay, that's actually pretty cool. You caught anything good on it yet?
No, I haven't set it up yet. I'm going to set it up.
Getting done in 2023.
No, that will get done.
I said the same thing about my house numbers.
Yeah, but this is completely different. There's no benefit to you setting up your house numbers. There's a huge benefit to me opening up my phone right now and looking at the birds on my porch.
Does it give you a notification when there's a bird entering the feeder?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Push notifications for birds, dude.
That is actually
pretty sick. The problem is, squirrels are a big issue with it. Apparently, my dad has one too, and he told me
you got to grease up the pole of the feeder,
or put a little slinky on it.
Yeah,
or get a scope and a BB gun and
yeah, rig it up so you can have a BB gun remotely aim at.
No, I wouldn't. Oh, actually, remotely. Ooh, that would be
so you
cool.
Could. It'd be like you're flying a drone, you know, but just with the BB gun at home.
Do you think the squirrels would like pick up on that? Like, how long do you think it would take the squirrels to pick up on that? Because you have skittish deer when you're.
Well,
deer
it depends.
Hunting.
Are you how good of a shot are you? Because
well, how good of a shot is my drone?
Yeah, because if you're a good shot, they're not going to pick up on it at all because they should just that should be it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I mean, how do you think word gets around the squirrel community? Like, hey, did you hear about Nuts? Now what happened to Nuts? He's up there at the bird feeder. We never seen him no more. Yeah. Really?
Nuts went bolts. You know?
Nuts went bolts. Yeah. So anyway, I don't know what I'm going to get my mom, but the pressure is on.
But now with the bird feeder thing, now if you do set up a booby trap for squirrels, you then need to set up another camera pointed at the camera so that you could see all the activity around the behind the camera, all that stuff.
Oh, 360 view?
Yeah. So now you got two cameras rolling and you're getting double the notifications.
Oh, that's true. That is true. That might be too many notifications. I might end up muting those. And then I'm going to miss the birds.
Or you could just welcome the squirrels and
I think
let
that's
them go
true.
Nuts. You know.
Have you ever eaten squirrel?
I don't think I have, actually. Have you?
It's good, yeah.
I imagine it's a very lean meat.
Yeah, it's actually not that good. I just
I imagine it's very stringy as well. Kind of a stringy, lean meat.
Yeah, it's a little gamey. Depending on the squirrel and what the squirrel is.
That's a good way to put it. But it's very gamey.
Very gamey. Unless the squirrel is eating some nice bird seed, a lot of it, you know, if it's a seed fed squirrel.
Yeah.
You know, if it's getting the proper fatty nuts in it.
Yeah.
Then that makes for some good meat.
I think we should start using gamey more. I think that could be applied to many situations, you know?
Yeah.
It's like when you're. Let's say you get your mom's a birthday or a Mother's Day present. She doesn't necessarily love it. Uh-huh. You just go, oh, no. It's not a bad present. It's just a gamey present.
Yeah. It's just a little gamey.
It's a little gamey. You just have to maybe pick around some stuff. And
it's wild.
You know, if you just wash it down with something, it's good. If you wash it down with the other gifts that you got, it doesn't seem so bad.
Yeah, that's all right. And that.
Hey, boss, I didn't not get my job done. I'm just. It's a little gamey. The report I gave you is just gamey.
I don't think this is going to get you very far, but I do kind of like where you're going with it.
We'll workshop it.
That sounds good. You gotta know how to prepare it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not gamey. You just have to know how to prepare it. It's not your fault. It's their fault for not preparing your TPS report.
Or it's just you haven't acquired the taste. Report, boss, my report wasn't bad. You just haven't acquired the taste for it. Could be a good one. I haven't acquired the taste for squirrel. I look forward to acquiring that taste.
Yeah. Yeah, it is an acquired
that
taste.
That gamey meat.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice. I'll prepare you some.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good. All right. Should we get into some callers?
Yeah, because we've already disappointed our moms and squirrel lovers out there. So
guys, no one tell my mom that I don't remember what's on her list. Appreciate that.
And nobody tell the squirrels that I'm not actually going to shoot them.
No, you don't have the heart to do it, I don't think.
No, I mean, in the wild, but not when they come up to your bird feeder.
Yeah.
That's not nice. I will put a slinky on there, and I'll let them stretch my slinky. That was the worst part as a kid growing up. You know, when someone would stretch your slinky, gah!
Mine would just get tangled. Nothing was getting stretched.
That's why they called them old Miles Tangles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, should we get into some callers, Charlie?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that.
It's about that time.
Welcome to the Belly It Up podcast. Who do we got on the line?
This is Isaac. How you guys doing?
Good, Isaac. Yeah, we're doing great, actually. Yourself?
I'm doing all right. Beautiful weather out here. Just another day in paradise. Nothing to complain about. Where are you guys at today?
We are in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Metro area, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We're bellied up at Tony Jaro's The river garden. Yeah. Yep. So
that's where we're at.
Yeah. Why don't you belly up to the bar with us? Tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah. Well, you know, appreciate you guys taking the call. So, you know, I've been struggling lately. I recently moved up north, was out of West Texas and came up to Eastern Colorado. Oh. And
up north,
Eastern Colorado is up north.
That's much, much further south for us. So,
fair enough. It's, you know, it's all relative. To me, it's, you know, significantly. The idea that we have snow more than one day a year kind of threw me off. You know,
yeah. That's a culture shock, right? If anything.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, a lot of hippies up here, which nothing wrong with that, but it's a lot of hippies.
Yeah.
So, quite a bit of fishing. And I need some help. I've always been, you know, I've seen you guys give some, heard of you guys giving some advice, dating advice in terms of fishing. And I've always been pretty, you know, pretty decent with the ladies, but need some fishing advice. And maybe if you could give it to me in terms of things that I would understand talking to women for the most part, because I'll tell you what, for the life of me, I can't catch anything but a damn stock trout. Excuse me, just stock trout, because, you know, I really would like to catch a walleye or a pike someday.
Okay. Well, first of all, let's unpack this a little bit.
Yeah, I'm confused.
There's not a lot of people running around going, you know what? I absolutely destroy with the ladies, but not so much in the fishing realm.
Yeah. Wait. So I'm confused. Is this an analogy?
I don't know, but can you describe to us what you mean by you're really good with the ladies? Does that mean that you got like 8 girlfriends running around, or what does that mean?
Oh. You know, I'd say if there's something I see out there that I like, I'd give myself a 80% chance of closing it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it works 60% you know, of the I'm time, out, every time.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, I've got friends that let's say they're 50, 30s, and maybe I don't have good friends. Maybe my friends aren't real good at talking, but I find relatively speaking, I'm more successful than I am less successful.
Okay. And confident and humble as well, I see. Now, let me ask you this.
So how did we get to this point, though? How old are you? You seem to have no want to settle down whatsoever. So tell me a little bit about how we got here. How old are you? Like, what's your life situation that you're just running around trying to pick up all the ladies?
Catch and release.
There you go.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm going to catch. I've actually been in the last, let's say, 4 months, 5 months, actually, 5 months to be exact, found quite the keeper, I would say.
Oh,
and,
okay.
You know,
I see.
I've been thinking about settling down, which is where the fishing has come from, you know, the interest at least.
Okay. So, okay. This is good. I'm glad we asked that question because he is in the life spot where, you know, he was Van Wilder just running around town, just trying to pick up chicks. Now he thinks he found the one and he wants to know essentially how to settle down is what this is really about. He's asking about fishing, but he wants to know, Charlie, how do you settle down once you decide that you found the one?
Are you his code reader? Are you deciphering his code? Is that right, Isaac? Did Miles explain it right? Or are you trying to get this gal that you like a lot to go fish?
No. I wouldn't say I'm. Yeah. Miles is interpreting the tea leaves properly.
Okay. All right.
Take it away, Charlie. Give him some advice on how to settle down. You've done that once. Come on.
You know what? I think it's just taking it a day at a time. Why am I giving this advice, Miles? What? You just got married. Why don't you?
So he wants to know. He basically is wondering if fishing is the right move to. Is that what settled down people do? Is what he's wondering.
Go fish. Are you trying to take this gal fishing? I'm still confused.
No, I tried to take her fishing. That did not work. She was cold and bored.
So
and
he's basically
not happy.
He's wondering if fishing is a good alternative to then going to the bar and picking up chicks.
Oh,
because he's now in a committed relationship. He can't do that anymore, and that's what his hobby was.
That energy's got to go somewhere.
Yep. Yes.
Oh,
he's got up all this pent up sexual energy that he needs to channel somewhere, and he's wondering if he can channel that into the river.
Oh, yes, you absolutely can. First of all, a river is a phallic symbol. Okay, if you look at it from an airplane, you know, and as the river flows, so do the the juices.
Okay.
You know? And they can flow. Standing in a river, if you're fly fishing, you stand in a river and you just see love is just an energy. Okay. And you can get in that river and you can go down that way, but you're going to leave your favorite tree, you know, and you got that beautiful tree sitting right there. So you mm-hmm. can just fish right in front of that tree.
Yep.
So you can let the river flow all around you. All the other prospects, all the other fish, just kind of let them flow down the river. Okay. Although now this analogy is breaking up because what's he doing in the river if not fishing?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I took it to an analogy. It's not an analogy. He's
basically
trying to...
Charlie, let's call a spade a spade. He's horned up and he wants that adrenaline rush of being horny, and he needs to get horny for fishing is really what
I'll
it sounds
tell you
like.
This. There's nothing that'll get you, you know, boom, rock wood hard as soon as you get a trout on that line.
Oh, my God. Wow. And you just yank on it, yeah. Set the hook, you just start reeling. Start moving that hand.
Yeah, you're going to fill your waders pretty fast there, fella. I'll tell you that.
Next thing you know, you pop it out of the water, and you're hooting, you're hollering. And you're feeling pretty good. And then there's that post-fish catch clarity is what I call it. After you catch that bass or walleye or whatever you're fishing for, you got it, you know, the boat's a mess. There's water everywhere. There's, you know, fish juices everywhere. There's really a calmness and a clarity that comes over you. And you really put things in perspective and you go, you know what? This is a great day on the water, but I'm going to go home
mm-hmm.
to my lady.
Yep.
And I'm going to stay true to her is what I really think you're looking for.
And pay attention to what you feel in those 2 minutes, because that's really the only 2 minutes a fellow can be truly honest with himself.
Of clarity, yes. So what do you think? Have you ever experienced that post-catch clarity?
Post-catch clarity, you know, but when you put it that way, I'd say it's definitely been some early mornings that you're kind of like, man, that was don't know if I went into the right stream, so to speak, you know, if I went to the right creek looking for, you know, I was out there looking for a brown and all I found were a bunch of catfish.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's something that I wouldn't say happens all the time, but, you know, I'd be lying to you if I said I, you know, only ever caught the beautiful fish in the right streams. You know, I can't say I haven't hopped into the wrong stream right now, but those aren't valuable life experiences, you know?
Yeah.
Now I got a question. Since being with this gal, for this sake, refer to her as a walleye. Have you happened to catch any northern or musky while she's been in the boat?
You know, I can't say I've.
Oh, no.
You know, I've had to let him go, so to speak. I'd be lying if I've seen a couple nice pike swim by.
He's saying that you can look at the menu, you don't have to order, is what I think he's trying to say.
Did you bring him in the boat?
Yeah, the issue is when now and then the pike want to jump up into the boat. And, you know, something I've noticed, tell me if I'm wrong here, as much as me, but. Seems like the when you got a walleye in the boat, the other ones seem to be a little bit more attracted to.
What
you know,
what are you, Ryan Gosling? Who is this Ryan Gosling on the line that you just have perch and northern hopping up into the boat constantly? Are you how hot are you?
Yeah, what do you look like? Give us the head to toe. How tall are you? Let's start with that.
Man, I gotta say, that's probably my weakest feature. But I'm a
he's a short king.
I'm a weak 5'11". I'm a weak 5'11".
Okay, you're
5'11".
So that actually means he's 5'8.5",
but 6'1" in heels. Oof. I like it.
Yep.
Okay, so 5'11", and what you got? Brown hair, black hair? What are we working with? No hair.
Jet black hair.
You bald at all?
Nope. No.
No.
Gotta say, that's probably where I'm. That and the smile are probably my two strongest attributes, you know?
How's your jawline?
You know, I'd give it a 6 out of 10. You know, it's definitely better. You know, I've got a better jawline than I do height, but not as good as I do hair. if that makes sense.
Okay, so it's truly the flow,
the flow,
the lettuce that's bringing
the
women.
Hang on, we gotta ask him this. Are you working out a lot? You got?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Stop doing that.
What's your bench?
I do 250 right now.
That's sick. 250. When was the last time you bench pressed 250, Charlie?
Every day. How do you look in pleated pants?
I can't say I'm familiar with the term pleated pants.
He passed the test. He doesn't seem like someone that would wear pleated pants.
Okay.
So I don't think he's lying to us, so that's good.
I'll wear a lot of denim for the most part.
Okay.
Button-ups, up top.
Okay. So I'm very intrigued. We offered some advice to you. Just be chasing that post-catch clarity. Now I want to do a little role play here because you've been talking a lot of game. I want to see the game in action. Charlie is a beautiful young woman who is just having fun with the gals. She's out. She's single.
Smoking hot. Girls are out.
Yep. And she just wants to dance at the bar. And you and Charlie's a girl name.
Yeah.
There we go.
Charlie.
You and Charlie lock eyes from across the bar. What happens next?
Hang on. I approach.
Oh, so you're, yeah.
Oh.
You swim into his stream. Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Hey, what's your name?
No, my name's Isaac. How about yourself?
Charlie. Boy, you look like Charlie. A tall drink of water. What are you, 6'1"? Don't lie to me.
Oh, you know, Charlie, I'm too honest. We got to lie to you. I'm exactly 6'1". How'd you know?
Oh, well, you just looked like you were stacked. Oh, my God, these arms. Wow. Do you want to maybe just one dance with me? Would that be okay? Just one dance?
Yeah. Tell me, what kind of dancer are you, Charlie?
I like to do the booty stuff. I like to twerk, and I want to twerk all on those jeans. Have you ever heard of pleated pants? You'd look really good in those.
You know, I enjoy this conversation about my pants here, Charlie, but how about we get on the dance floor and see exactly what this booty stuff's all about.
Okay, you
Charlie, do you want to do a shot with us? Also, ask that guy about pleated pants.
Oh my gosh, those are my friends over there. Should we go do a shot? Do you want to just do a shot quick and then I'll go shake my ass all over you on the dance floor?
You know, I don't drink, Charlie, but I gladly walk over there. Maybe have myself a soda.
You don't have to drink. You just
he doesn't drink. What's wrong with him? Is he a serial killer? What's going on?
Stop it, guys. He's hot. Look at that hair. Just shut up.
Okay. Sorry. Okay.
All right. No, come on over with my friends. It's fine. I can't put a credit card anywhere in this. Would you mind? Do you have a card down?
Yeah, we lost our cards. Can he pay for our drinks?
I'm sorry. I know we just met. Would you mind?
Yeah. Let me get around for you and the ladies. So.
Okay.
Oh, he's rich too. That's great because he's kind of short.
Okay.
Hey, I'm 5'1".
He said 5'1", did he not?
All right.
Sorry, I was a little.
Role play is over, but you failed.
Yeah, I thought that you were going to have way more game than that, man. No. He did also just let it happen, though. I do like that.
He completely let it happen. But where are you going to draw the line at that point? I mean, you heard my voice. It's a sexy voice. As soon as you get out there on the dance floor, and it's not going to get any less sexy because, I mean, the female Charlie that I was impersonating really knows how to twerk. And now you're in trouble, my friend. Now you've got a muskie in the boat.
Great. Yeah.
You know what?
Oh, are we assuming that I'm a walleye? I mean, you know, I figured.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, though, if we really boil it down, he did fail.
He 100%
because his answer
failed.
Should have been like, "Hey, sorry, I'm in a committed relationship right now."
But that's
what he should have said.
That's a good question, though. Is dancing with someone? Well, she was clearly hitting on him, so he knew what he was getting himself into.
Yeah, he failed the test.
What should he have said, Miles, as a married man?
He should have said, I'm in a committed relationship, but, you know, I really appreciate it. I'm sure you're a lovely gal.
Mm. How do you feel about that, Isaac? Would you have said that? Do you think you could bring those words into the bar with you?
Yeah, I guess I could.
That's
I figured with the whole... But, yeah, fair enough.
Wait. Now, you're shutting down on us. What's going on? Yeah, I think you gave us an honest answer of how you'd react. And now it's not, I don't feel like you really believe that.
You know, see, this is back to where, you know, I've got all this pent up energy, you know, and this is, I guess, maybe back to where it started. It's gone full circle, and maybe I just need to go fishing a little
more. Yeah, and I think you also need to, adopt the mentality of the either JJO or spend some time with our pal Jill. Do you know either of those?
No, you can't say I'm familiar with.
So I want you to take your hand and I want you to put it out in front of you, okay? Like you're holding up the number 5. And then I want you to take your look at the back of your hand, and I want you to take your other finger, and I want you to run it down your index finger down into your thumb, and it's going to make a J. Do you see that,
Charlie? How was your podcast today? Oh, it's great. Miles was telling a guy how to jerk off on it. Yeah, super fun.
Well, I'm trying to save his committed relationship. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sorry. Do you see the J?
I see the J.
Okay. Now the I is a little taller for some reason.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
There's the dot at the top. Okay. You know.
Yeah.
So I think that's the advice I think we should give him.
That's fine. But here's another question. What if you find someone? Do you think the person you found is the right one for sure?
Oh, absolutely. I know it. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You know,
and you really gotta be hanging out with Jill.
Yeah.
If you've got that much pent up fishing energy, you need to be
You're gonna have to invent a wild imagination, friend.
You're gonna have to find how to release in other ways, I think.
Yeah,
maybe it is going fishing.
You failed that test. I mean, that was me impersonating.
Thank God, thank God this was a test.
I think I was just me impersonating it. Like
So what do you think of that advice? You think that that's maybe the where we start? Go fishing and hang out with Joe.
Joe. Okay. I'll have to give Joe a try. I do appreciate it. You know, I'll have to send you guys we'll send you the wedding invites since his advice has been so positive.
Okay.
Okay. That's great. And I won't tell what's her name.
I don't know if she wants to be public. We'll call her the walleye, the great walleye.
We won't tell the walleye about Charlie at the bar.
Yeah.
How's that sound?
That's between us and all of the listeners.
I do have a buy-seller trade as well. Not to totally shift the subject on that, but I do have a buy-seller trade. Is that something y'all are still taking?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. What are you looking for? A flashlight?
So I've got two whitewater kayaks in northeastern Colorado.
He bought one for us. He didn't want to go fishing, and he's also having second thoughts.
Okay, so you got two whitewater kayaks.
Yep, and I need a John boat. Now I've got a motor already, so I just need and I don't know how the heck John boats work. I think you have to, the bigger the better has been usually my approach on things.
Okay.
So, just, I'd like to trade for a John boat, but, if someone gave me a whole bunch of cash, I'd take that too.
Okay. Okay. So you got two. And what's the make and model of these kayaks?
The Jackson Antex and a Piranha Shiva.
Okay. All right. And what's the length of them?
Oh, that's a good question. The Shiva is a 9-footer and the Antex is, I think it's 6.5.
Okay, and you're looking for either cash or a John boat. That's perfect. And where can people reach you?
That's a good question.
Well, he's not going to tell us any personal information because he just basically said he's trying to hit on anything with a pulse and he's got in a committed relationship. This is buy, sell, and trade. He's never going to get it sold because he's not going to give anyone his information.
I think he would have if you didn't just say all that. Okay. He was ready to.
He said Facebook.
Facebook?
Just Facebook. That's it.
Find the Isaac with two kayaks in his profile picture.
In the pleated pants.
Whitewater Trader. Whitewater Trader. You'll see him there.
Okay.
Whitewater Trader.
There you go.
Yeah. All right.
It's a good way to get a hold of him.
All right.
All right, Isaac. Well, we appreciate you calling in, man. We're going to see if we can get that sold for you. Hopefully some of our advice really hits home. And you know what? You're on a path now. You're on a pent up path, and just find that catch and release. So thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah. Gentlemen, pleasure. Watch out for deer.
Watch out for the Charlies at the bar. See you, pal.
Later.
Ooh, that guy is never going to stay married. I would love for it to be wrong. I would love to, but it was like, it would be like he would, his natural instinct would just come out and he'd be talking about hitting on girls and with strategy of this. And then we'd be like, but you're in a committed. Oh, yeah. You're right. I'm in a committed relationship. He just forgets for a second.
He's got two personalities, but a very suave fella.
But at least he knows that he kind of has a demon inside of him, and he's got trying to figure out how to deal with it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That is a tough one to do, you know?
Yeah.
That's a tough road to go down. He's going to have to find fishing or Jesus or something.
Or maybe a little bit of both. Also, he's definitely 5'8". good guy, though.
Great dude.
The best of luck. He's, like I said, he's on a path.
Yeah.
Let's take another caller, Charlie.
Yeah. Welcome to the Bellied Up Podcast. Who do we have on the line?
Yes, sir. This is Nate. How y'all doing today?
Nate, we're doing good, man. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm struggling, man. It's Monday.
Yeah.
The worst case of the Mondays today.
Yeah.
How about y'all? How y'all
Did you have the Sunday scaries last night as well?
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I had the yips this morning, so.
What do you do for a living?
Well, I'm out here in West Texas. I'm over here. I'm a contract welder. I chase drilling rigs and all that good stuff.
Nice. How do you like that work?
Been out here for a couple of years already. To be honest with you, it's honest work.
Yeah.
It depends a little bit more, but it is what it is.
Now
it's not too bad.
Yeah, now tell me this. If there's one thing that I know about welders, is they are the biggest critics of other welders. Is that true?
Oh, that's completely true. 100% true. We're the biggest criticizers of other welders, and we judge everybody else as well silently. And the major one, the big one, you know, that about welders is that we complain a lot. Complain about everything.
Yeah, I mean, the first thing you said to us was, "Hey, it's Monday and this sucks." So I believe you.
Yeah. It's tough. It's tough.
So that being said, welders think that they're better welders than everyone. Would you say that rings true? Are you the master welder?
In my eyes and in my book, I'm the master welder, but hell, I don't know. Nowadays, it's kind of hard to tell. There's a lot of us out here now. So I go off of hearsay. So now we gotta kind of swing our weight a little bit and prove it. It's not about running, saying, oh, I'm the best. Now, back then, you used to be able to say, oh, yeah, I'm the best. And, oh, okay. But now they're like, oh, yeah, prove it. Let's run some welds.
Where's the video?
Let's see how good you are.
Now they want to see your TikTok of your welding. You know, it's a different game these days.
All right. Well, what do you got on your mind?
Well, I got a quick question for y'all. I don't know if y'all are avid golfers, but, man, I need some advice. I got a golfing buddy of mine he's a good friend of mine, but, man, he's a terrible golfer. Oh. I don't know how to cut the news to him. Hey, man, you know, we're trying to play for money, but you're kind of screwing me here. I just don't know. I just don't know how to do it, man. I need some professional advice here. I don't know if I came to the right place or not. But
yeah, so actually, this is great because I would also like to break up with one of my golfing buddies because he's really bad. And he hosts a podcast. He's a comedian. He wears glasses.
I see how it is. First of all, he's talking about me, if you haven't figured that out. And I am actually...
No, I figured it out after...
I'm a great golfer. I just want to say, I think Miles takes to the rules a little bit too much, takes to the Etiquette. Oh, okay. Why don't you find my word like you always find my ball, except it's not my ball. It's just a random broken up ball by a lawnmower, and you send me off into the woods looking for it.
Pace of play.
All right. So you want to know how do you want this guy out of your life or just out of your foursome?
No, let's put it this way. I can't be seeing golf with him anymore because, man, I golf with a lot of my clients. So we went out and played for money, and, man, we got whooped on. He told me, yeah, dude, I hit the range and this and that. He was ready to go. Man, he went out there. It was just bad. It was a horrible thing.
So how much money did he lose you? How much money did he lose you?
Well, it wasn't the money. It's just the principle. I mean, if we're going to play for money, we better be on our A game, you know, like. And this guy had told me, oh, yeah, I hit the range and this and that. And I hit the range every single day preparing for that. And I kind of had to carry him that day.
Wow.
Yeah, we still lost at that point. But
do you think he lied to you? Or do you think he just got nervous?
I think I was just hoping it was the yips, but we went golfing after that, and it was kind of the same ordeal.
Yeah.
Same thing. So I was like, I'm starting to catch on here. So
yeah, you don't get the yips every time, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, that was go away at some point. Yeah.
Charlie's had the yips for 10 years now, you know?
Yeah, proud supporter of the yips, you know? I'm all about that.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to tell you I've been practicing. That's one thing I won't ever tell anybody about golf.
All right, Charlie. Well, let's give him a couple strategies that he can do to maybe throw his buddy off the scent that he's trying to get rid of him. While still being able to get rid of him. Where would you start?
Why should we role play it as you trying to get rid of me, or should we just give the
Well, let's start with some key points here, and then maybe we can role play it for
Okay,
him.
All right, that's fine. So I think the first thing that you want to do is just find an alternative hobby that you two can do together.
Yeah.
Take up... Pickleball. Take up pickleball. Does he like pickleball? Do you like pickleball? Could you play it for?
You know what? I've never tried pickleball, but from what I heard, he was a really good pickleball player. So I don't know if he plays pickleball like he plays golf. I mean, it's gonna make the ordeal kind of bad.
That's true. Okay, maybe let's take athletics out of it.
Yeah, smart. Yeah,
take athletics out of it.
Yeah, okay, yeah, there we go. Yeah.
What does you find something that he likes to do that you kind of like to do? Do you have any of those things?
Well, we got a COD league kind of within our friends though that we all do. So that's kind of our theme right there. I think that might be the way out there.
Oh, you got a card game. Yeah.
COD.
COD.
Yeah, we got a Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
Yeah, video games.
Video games.
And we get kind of bored out here. We play video games.
Okay, I figured it out. So what you're gonna want to do is you're gonna want to tell him that you're squatting up at, you know, Saturday morning. You're squatting up 8 a.m. and he's gonna get in that lobby. He's gonna be waiting for you guys. And all you gotta do, because you will have diverted him to playing Call of Duty. You will have made a tee time at 8 a.m. And then when he's like, hey, where are you at? You just go, oh, my internet's being buggy. I'm going to try and figure it out. I'm going to go try and reset the router, all that stuff. Meanwhile, you're shooting low on the course. And he just thinks that you're having technical issues, which he can't be mad at you for technical issues.
I think you're going to get caught.
I guess the nuggets of wisdom. Yeah, this is the nuggets of wisdom I was looking for. I knew I called the right play.
See? Done. One and done, Charlie.
I don't know. I think he's going to find out at some point, and I think you at least need to mentally prepare for that tough conversation.
Yeah. Okay. We can role play the tough conversation.
So when he finds out, I do like the Call of Duty, but that's only going to last so long. So when the tough conversation happens, this is how you handle it.
Okay, I'll be the friend who sucks at golf, and you try and let me down, Charlie.
Oh, you want to reverse the roles of our friendship. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, man, what's going on? Should we go? We want to hit the range this weekend and maybe prep up for our big gambling game that we got on Sunday?
I got to be honest with you about something.
Go ahead. What is it?
past 3 weeks when I told you I was trying to play Call of Duty with you?
Yeah. Do you get that internet thing figured out? I actually called the internet company, and they seemed to know nothing about the issue.
There wasn't an internet issue. Did you ever think it was weird I was asking you to play Call of Duty at 8 a.m.?
Well, I mean...
I was golfing.
You're playing PGA 2K
I was on the golf course golfing with clients, and I didn't want to invite you because I hate to say it, but you suck at golf. You said you've been practicing. You clearly haven't been practicing. You've been losing me money, but more importantly, dignity. And further, I'm upset that you lied to me about practicing. I know it's going to be hard. I want to be friends with you.
Hey, just... This is such a relief because I hate golf and I was just doing it because I thought that you wanted me to.
Oh no.
I thought that you just wanted. I hate golf.
I know. I was ready to beat you over the head with an iron and leave you for dead on the
fairway. I was about to put concrete shoes on and jump in the pond.
Oh my God. We could have just done that and solved everything.
Wait, what?
Oh, sorry. I mean.
What do you think? Because that could be an option. Maybe he secretly hates golf.
Yeah. And
maybe. I don't know, man. I mean, we're going to have to give that strategy a try because, I mean, like I said, it's like he's a good friend of mine and I still got to see him at functions and stuff like that. It's not like a work buddy. You know, work buddy, you get out the weekend, that's work and that's it, you know, 9 to 5. But this guy's like one of them. You know,
does he have a family? Is he married with any kids or anything like that?
No, he's married. I think he's got a family. Yeah.
How old? Oh. So he's a really good buddy, but you think he has a family? You're not even. You guys are golfing for God's sake, the most boring sport in the world for how many hours? And you haven't.
You would think we'd have a conversation. No, I mean. From what I know, he doesn't have that much of a family, but I mean, you know how people are behind the scenes. I really don't just push the topic of that. It's just like, oh, hey, how you doing? This golf, whatever. How's the family? Good. How's your family? Good. And that's about how far that conversation goes.
I got it. I was going to say, if you knew his wife, you could level with his wife and be like, hey, you got to tell him he can't play golf anymore. Yeah,
give him a fake ultimatum. It's either her or golf.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
Then it backfires. They end up getting divorced because of this.
The only other thing I can say is that you just send him this episode of the podcast and say, "Hey, listen to this. It's really funny, especially the third caller." Just see what he says.
I think I might have to do that. We'll see how it goes.
You could also just, have you ever seen the movie Inception?
Yes, I have.
So you could incept him. So what you could do is just start like throwing, like maybe go out for drinks with him and be watching golf on the TV. And you're like, God, wow, those guys on the TV are so good at golf. If I was like not even half as good as these guys, I would just hang it up. I wouldn't even play golf, right? That's what you say to him, right? And then he's in a spot and he's like thinking, okay, well, I'm half as bad. Maybe I should quit too. And you just start saying stuff like that.
Yeah. Like I would never be so bad and do that to my friends and make them lose money.
Yeah, or find a different scenario, right? Maybe you guys have a mutual friend that sucks at another sport and go, man, if I was as bad as Rick at pickleball, I would probably just quit because it's probably making all of his friends feel pretty bad and then see if he realizes that he's also that on the golf course.
Miles does this with his other podcast and me all the time. He talks about the other podcast and the stuff he wishes they were doing better, but he's really talking to me, and I know that. So
that might be the next strategy, I think, if you don't want to just tell him straight to his face. Just inception route. Just keep getting deep in that brain.
Yeah, well, I got some good ideas here. I'm writing them down, boys. Don't you worry about that. I'm gonna see which one's gonna work, and we'll go from there.
Well, we appreciate you calling in, another satisfied customer here on the Bellied Up Podcast. We appreciate you, and watch out for deer out on the golf course.
I appreciate y'all's time.
All right, we'll see you soon.
I sure will. Thank y'all for y'all's time. Y'all stay safe.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Thank you. You too. Now. Gotta love the welders.
The welders of the world.
They're the best. My grandpa was a welder, Grandpa Bob.
And he was probably thought everyone else's welds were absolutely shitty, right?
Absolute dog shit. Especially, you know, someone related to him. Yeah. His kids.
Charlie was getting PTSD when I was talking about welders criticizing other welders. He's like, that's my whole childhood.
It's also not just welding, you know, it's cleaning a garage. See my dad and my grandpa back in the day clean a garage. Why'd you put that there?
And the last note on this is you're only not good at golf, Charlie, because you never play. I think I wanted the listeners to know that you have athletic ability.
Thank
so it's
you.
Not that. It's just you never play.
This might be the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
I know. I'm turning over a new leaf.
Yeah, he's a married man now.
Yeah, I've been fishing a lot, getting a lot of post-catch clarity, and that was one of the thoughts I had. And maybe try being a little nicer to Charlie.
Ah, well, thanks. Yeah. And Miles, I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
From my Jill to your Jill. Folks, you know, Mother's Day's coming up, and if you haven't gotten your mom some yet, head on over to the Fleet Farm. They got everything moms want. I'm talking about bird seed, bird feeders, lumber, you know, wood glue. Okay.
Hammers.
They got boat seats. They got camo hunting stuff. They got shoes. They got a whole bunch of stuff over there at the Fleet Farm, don't they, Miles?
Yeah, they have soil.
They do have real nice
they
soil.
They have kids' toys.
Yep.
You can get your Toyland. Niece and nephew something.
Yeah, just in case it's their birthday on Mother's Day.
Yeah, that
yeah. would be. Or in case your mom likes toys.
Yeah, maybe she likes... I don't
Nerf
know,
guns.
Legos.
Legos, yeah. Check it out, folks, over at the Fleet Farm.
You know what, Charlie? What I'm going to do this Mother's Day?
What's that, Miles?
I am going to get my mother a bottle of Tippy Cow.
No kidding.
Yeah. What do you think of that? I think that she would love that.
I think she will definitely see through that. But I think it's a great idea.
But I do know that she would love, after her Mother's Day dinner, to sit down on the couch, kick her feet up, and have an after-dinner drink with Tippy Cow.
Oh, for sure. I mean, she's going to love the drink.
Oh, God, yeah.
No doubt about it. She's also going to know Tippy Cow is
she's
the
gonna
sponsor
wonder,
of your podcast.
Yes, but she's also going to wonder what's the other gift with it. And I'll say, my love.
Your love.
Yeah.
Oh, the gift that keeps on giving.
What if you were going to get your mom... some Tippy Cow. What flavor do you think you'd go with?
You know, I'd go the mint because she is Irish, you know, but she likes Bailey's. So maybe mix in a little
chocolate
into that.
Vanilla.
I'd give her two.
Maybe. Oh.
Two bottles. I'm a bear
Mama
son.
Mama Barons, you don't get the full thing. You just get two bottles.
What do you mean the full
thing? I'd give my mom all four flavors.
Oh, okay. Now you're just one-upping me to one-up me. Well, I'd get her all the flavors of Tippy Cow and also an actual present that isn't sponsored by us and not just something from Fleet Farm as well that I also got for a 20% discount.
No, that makes sense. Well, either way, I think her moms are going to be super happy to get some Tippy Cow on Mother's Day. Don't you think?
I think so.
So, guys.
Tip on back.
Yep. Hope you tip a few back with your mom on Mother's Day and... do it with Tippy Cow. Guys, if you're interested in having Charlie and I belly on up to your local bar, we have a submission form where you can submit your bar to have us come and do our podcast there. And all you got to do is go to our Instagram page at Bellied Up Pod, and the link is in the bio.
Welcome to the Cripes Cast. Who we got on the line?
This is not the Cripes Cast, Charlie.
Welcome to the Bellied Up Podcast. Who we got on the line?
You got Curtis from Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Scranton,
PA.
Scranton, what? The Electric City.
The Electric City.
Yeah, there you go. Scranton, what?
The Electric City.
Okay. I always had a dream. If I met someone from Scranton, PA, I would do that to them and see what happens, right? It's like you go to Missouri and you go M-I-Z. They go...
O-U-R. How do you spell it?
Z-O-U. Charlie's never been to Missouri, right? You go to Iowa City and you go, let's go Hawks. And they go, let's go Hawks, right back in your face.
Yeah.
What's another one, Charlie, that they do
that
with?
Exactly.
You go Rock Chalk and they go Jayhawk.
In Madison, one side of the stadium says "eat shit" and the other side says "fuck you."
Exactly the same. Yeah. So, sorry, I missed your first. What's your first name?
Curtis.
Oh yeah, Curtis from Scranton, PA. Why don't you belly up to the bar with us? Tell us what's on your mind.
Well, I would love to belly on up. So, being that I am from Scranton, home of the infamous TV show that my absolutely loves, mine directed towards you, who would you say, in your opinion, is your favorite character from The Office?
Okay. You know what actually kind of irks me about Office fans is everyone thinks that Creed is funnier than he is. If I'm being honest,
I agree with you 100%. He's overrated.
He's overrated. A lot of his jokes are forced. All that. I think Pam Beasley is one of the worst Office characters of all time. Frustrating. Really? Yeah.
Wow. These are some hot takes.
After you watch through The Office like 10 times, like I have, you absolutely begin to despise Jim and Pam's relationship. You're not watching the show for the relationship anymore. Just feed me.
Is that because you're jealous of it, Miles, or you just don't like it?
Ooh.
No, I'm in a pretty happy, committed relationship, so that has nothing to do with that. It's more so, it's more frustrating than anything because they could have just had like two conversations and she could have broke up with Roy and they could have got together.
You don't understand, Miles. I completely disagree with you because you needed that sort of sexual tension. The will they, won't they?
You get plenty of sexual tension between Michael and Jan.
Yeah,
though.
It's a different. That's that is the funny sexual tension. You need the grounded sexual tension for the people who are watching the show as like an actual human being. The people with emotions watching the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Todd Packer is an underrated character.
Todd Packer's great.
I think that actually the most interesting character throughout the whole thing, who actually one season you love him, next season you hate him, it goes back and forth, is Andy Bernard. I think he's a good, dynamic character. But at the end of the day, the only reason why The Office is what it is, because Michael Scott and Steve Carell did a character that's like none other on the tube, and the comedic timing, the absolute annoyance that Michael Scott is what makes the whole show. It's an obvious answer, but I mean, there's no show without that.
I mean, it's a fantastic point. Yeah, without him, it doesn't happen. Now, do you say Todd Packer because he was on the Cripes cast? Is that why you said that?
Yeah, that is actually exactly why I said that. It wasn't because I was totally spacing out at the beginning of this call. Also, I do have
question. Oh, yeah, I did have him on the Cripes cast.
I do have a question, though. What about the British Office? What about that?
I only saw like the pilot episode, and yeah, I really don't have too much of an opinion on it, but I mean, I think the American version just took it to a whole nother level, but the first one isn't too bad from what I saw.
Miles, did you ever dive into that?
No, I'd say it's a fair assessment. I didn't really dive too heavy into it.
Okay.
But, so I'm curious, as someone from Scranton, PA, what do you genuinely think about The Office?
I genuinely think, I mean, the city's not as nice as it makes it seem, I'll be completely honest.
You mean there's not palm trees there?
Did they make it seem nice?
No, definitely not. No, I mean, we definitely don't have palm trees. It's the beginning of May, and we're not even out of the 40-degree mark yet, so we definitely don't have palm trees. But, I think it gives the city a little bit too much hype, if I'm being honest. I mean, the Poor Richard's Pub, though, the real one's actually in a bowling alley compared to what they show on the show. So
let me ask you, does it bother you being from Scranton to watch The Office and in the driving scenes see the palm trees?
It does a little bit because it makes me a little jealous and I wish I was in a warmer climate. But
so you're not mad at like the people of The Office for not actually shooting it in Scranton. You're just mad that Scranton isn't a nicer, a better climate for you.
Yeah, I would say it's made seem like it's taking place in Florida, which is nowhere near what it's actually like in Scranton. So
got it. And how would you say the city of Scranton has sort of responded to the office? Has it been a net positive? Has there been any negative for it?
I think it's been a pretty big positive. I think it gives them a little bit too much. They're a little bit too cocky. They're getting this big heads because they're like, wow, this amazing show is based here. Like, I remember when they did their wrap-up party, they did it at the minor league baseball team ballpark here. And like, that place was literally like lined up. Like, you had to wait like 3 hours to get in. It was crazy.
Wow, I love that. I actually really like that. For it makes me feel better about the show that the actual people of Scranton, PA, genuinely enjoy it being. I'm sure there's some people that don't, but that genuinely love that that's where it took place. Yeah, I like that.
Kind of puts it on the map. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can't go to walking in somewhere where someone's not wearing an office t-shirt. I mean, I have a few of my own, of course, but
that is wild to me.
Yeah.
Because it's like sometimes, you know, the communities are like, oh, yeah. Like I live in Fargo, right? And I like when everyone's like, oh, Fargo, just like the movie. And I'm like, ah, oh, yeah, same old shit. But it sounds like you guys are like, yeah, the office. Let's go.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of getting at, because like Fargo does not have a great, response with the movie or the TV show whenever I brought it up to people there.
It's just like a whatever thing, at least to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've actually never seen the show.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I live it every day, you know.
Yeah. Bodies in the trunk.
So oh, what would you say is the number one thing about Scranton, PA that they got wrong on The Office?
That they got wrong. Well, besides the palm trees, there's also the scene where Michael talks about Lake Scranton being the seventh largest indigenous body of water. That's not right.
Yeah, you know what? I think we all thought that that was pure fact. You know, Michael Scott's always whipping out facts.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people in Scranton think that that's a fact when they watch it. And then they tell people about it. And then the people that have actually lived there for a long time are like, no, where did you hear that? That's hearsay.
Okay, what else?
They got like all of the, I will say, the proposing to someone at a gas station is definitely something someone from Scranton would do. So that I feel like fits pretty well. What else? I mean, they got the colleges are actually, they talk about some of the universities in the show. My best friend actually goes to Scranton University. Okay. So they got some of that stuff right. And so, yeah, I mean, overall, I'd say it's 50-50. It's 50-50.
So half of the show is incorrect?
I would say how they portray Scranton, half the show would be incorrect. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good information. I wouldn't have known unless I talked to someone who lives there.
Yeah, it's great to get an eye on the ground, boots on the ground in Scranton.
Yeah.
Get the real deal. Thanks
here's another hotly debated thing on everyone thinks that they want a reboot of The Office, right? I am actually someone who is very against ever rebooting The Office because it just seems like it would be forcing it. What's your take? Do you think that they should reboot The Office?
I don't think so. I agree with you, Miles. I mean, the way it ended, the last couple seasons are a little rough to get through. And even if you were to get Steve Carell back, it's still, like you said, it's forcing it. It's forcing it.
Yeah.
Well, never put it past Hollywood to reduce, reuse, recycle a story.
That is true, Charlie.
It's probably coming back whether you fellas want it to or not. But, you know, we'll just have to wait and see.
Hell yeah. Well, we appreciate you calling in and giving us a little behind the scenes.
Yeah, thank you guys for answering. It was awesome getting to talk to you.
Heck yeah, man. Great chit-chatting.
Last question. Well, if I ever find myself in Scranton, PA, what do I got to do? Give me the three things I got to do while I'm there.
The three things you got to do while you're there. Well, I'm a little bit biased, but you should go bowling because that's where Poor Richard's Pub is, old Poor Richard's Pub. So you can go bowling and then go to Poor Richard's Pub from the show. Then you can go to the, you could go to it if you come during baseball season. you got to go to a Rail Riders baseball game.
It's a great
because
name.
If you want to talk to people about the what's up, Charlie?
No, I'm just saying Rail Riders.
Rail Riders is a great name.
It's a great name.
Yeah, they had actually they renamed the team because it's the Yankees farm system, and they had a fans vote on it, and we got the Rail Riders. So that's where we ended up. And number three, that's a great question. I wouldn't go to Lake Scranton, that's for sure. Miles.
But it's the seventh indigenous. Go ahead.
Have you ever had a Krispy Kreme donut?
We used to have a Krispy Kreme donut shop in Fargo, and now it's a mattress store. So
super.
Oh,
lame.
That is awful.
Well, here's the thing, though. If you ever come to Fargo, you got to have a Sandy's donut, and you'll forget all about Krispy Kremes, because literally a local shop called Sandy's Donuts ran Krispy Kreme out of town.
Are those
quite
ones
literally
at your wedding?
Yeah.
Oh, those
I had them
so
at my
good.
Wedding. They ran them out of town.
Wow. I took a box home. Hope that was okay.
That's instant. I would say donuts are good anywhere you get them, in my opinion.
Whoa.
If you're a guy like me. Just
I like that. He's totally
gone.
Midwest. He's just like, I just shit on Krispy Kreme. And he's like, well, yeah, no, I could totally see that perspective too, man. Just avoiding the conflict.
Well,
on
he
it.
Also said in a nice way that donuts are
well,
great
so
everywhere.
Is so. The Krispy Kreme in Scranton, is it have the wall of glaze that goes over the donuts?
Yes, you can stand there and stare at it as long as you want.
See, they distract you of the quality of the donut a little bit. It's a little bit the experience that you love more than I think you love the donut. Because I remember as a kid walking into that Krispy Kreme and seeing that wall of glaze being drizzled over the top of the donuts and thinking, this is Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory in real life in donut form. And then after a yeah. few times going there, the luster wears our, yeah, it starts to lose its luster a little bit. And you realize that this donut just is a little inferior to Sandy's in Fargo. So.
Oh, all right. Well, I would say you got me there. It's a lot of the experience. You're there for like looking at the wall of donuts and watching it go through. So it is the experience is a big part of it.
I just want to let you know I've watched Miles talk passionately about a lot of things on this podcast, but maybe nothing more passionate than Sandy's Donuts.
I'm a Sandy's guy through and through.
Yeah.
I actually did have a Krispy Kreme cake as a kid. So my mom just literally bought a box of Krispy Kreme donuts and stacked them up in a pyramid
That's
and put
genius.
Candles in it. So I've been around the block in the donut game a little bit, as you can probably tell. But
hey, he had a salad for lunch, though. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, too many Krispy Kremes and Sandy's, and now later in life, you got to start eating salads.
Yeah, he inhaled it, too. I think he's got a piece of...
Oh, God. Thanks for that advice. I'll start early now, then. That way it doesn't go too far downhill.
All right. All right. Yeah, there you go. Well, man, thanks for calling in. And as always, Scranton, what?
The Electric City.
There he is. I love it. Thanks for calling in, man.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Have a rest of your day.
All right. We'll see you. Have fun, Scranton. I just love the pause. Between when you say it, because you know he's hyping himself up to like give the thing.
Yeah.
Or is that a delay?
I think it might just be the phone delay a little bit. Yeah. Did I wake up this morning and think I was going to start a fight with that guy about Krispy Kreme donuts? No. But here we are.
He's doing a Michael Scott impression of the donuts. Yeah. That's straight up something Michael Scott yeah. would say.
Yeah. It was like. And it sucks because that guy was the nicest guy ever, but I had to make sure that he knew.
Yeah, you went to town on that, man.
Yeah.
You really went to town. I saw like veins.
I think it's also like pent up aggression that I can't eat as many donuts as I used to, you know, now that really goes to my hips.
Oh, yeah. Do they? Do they go to your hips?
No, I go straight to my gut.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. Hey, figuring yeah. out. Well, right. Charlie, I think that was another successful episode of the Bellied Up Podcast.
Miles,
what do you think?
This was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun with you.
The Mother's Day episode.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my mom a donut as well.
Okay.
For Mother's Day.
Make her a donut cake.
Yeah.
A Sandy's donut cake.
Yeah. That actually would be fire.
It's actually a great idea.
Yeah. I'll send you some in the mail.
Yeah. Send me enough to make my mom one.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That sounds good.
And not a sponsor either.
No, Sandy's. We just putting them on the map.
Yeah. There you have it.
They need the recognition they deserve.
Well, Miles, it's been a pleasure. Until next time, you take care, okay, pal?
Okay, dare guy. You watch out for them deers, dare guy.
Okay, and tell your folks I says hi. Tell your mom I says happy Mother's Day.
Mom, happy Mother's Day.
And all of you out there, tell your moms I says happy Mother's Day.
As always, don't forget to tip your bartender.
Don't you dare.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.